I have a sneaking suspicion that Christmas is the most wonderful time of the year for our next guest, because she practically has an entire day of movies on Lifetime and a new album out. So much to talk about. The Queen of Christmas, Marie Osmond, is joining us on the line. Hi, Marie.
Jeremy, ho, ho, ho. You cracked me up. Quite the intro.
Well, yeah, I'm in the holiday spirit, right? That's how we get this time of year.
You know what? It's so essential right now, isn't it? We've been through enough sadness. This is the time to be grateful and thankful and have joy. And it's one of the reasons why I did the movie. It's one of the reasons why the album was released at this time. And I'm out on a big Christmas tour with symphonies. And so it's a time to give back. And, you know, I was in that residency for 11 years in Vegas. But, you know, it's 5 nights a week and it locks you down. And so now I have a little more time to do things like the film and do some producing and travel a little bit. So it's been super fun.
Yeah. So the film you're talking about, A Fiancé for Christmas, I watched it last night. And my first thought was, how has Marie Osmond not aged? And I
oh my God.
Can I ask that? Did she hang up? She hung up, didn't she?
You were so funny.
Oh, okay. Well, see, because I care, Marie. This is what it is, you know? I care. I do.
You do care.
Yeah.
You're so funny.
No,
you know what? There's a stereotype with holiday movies. It's the two main characters and fluff around them. And one of the things that I loved about this script and why I wanted to produce it is, you know, my acting, you have to start somewhere. I think this one's much better than the one before. But I love the character. She's this anthropologist, little you know, out there. And mm-hmm. But all the characters are fun, and it's a funny little show with twists and turns and plots. And I was so thrilled that Lifetime loved it, and that they actually hired me the third year to do their commercials for them, for Lifetime Dish. So it's been a great relationship with them, and they're wonderful people to work for.
And one thing we know is that their Christmas movies, there's always some new plot or twist, right? When it comes to other TV shows, we say that we've seen it all, right? Everything is just a remake of this or whatever. I mean, this is really a millennial kind of a story, isn't it?
Well, I thought it was. Did you laugh? Did you enjoy it?
Death by Scone.
What does that mean?
The strawberry, the allergy to... Marie, you haven't even seen the movie, have you?
Yes, I produced it, honey.
Death by the strawberry allergy that they didn't know.
Oh, shit, come on! I was like, what?
Honey.
Yes, you did watch, didn't you?
Oh, I'm being quizzed. All right. No, I just the concept or the premise of the film. I mean, I think we all have that friend who blames their cat or dog for being single. That's got to be the oldest excuse in the book.
Right. But I thought that it was a holiday with a cute new twist. I think it's very relatable and fun. You know, and I shot it in January of last year. So it's been because we had snow. It was, as a producer, it's much easier to use snow than to create it. It's cheaper.
Right.
And there were some really beautiful places in the film that we got to use too.
Absolutely. Okay, so let's talk about the storyline. So you've got the single doctor.
Right. And, well, no, he's not single. His wife is there. But you're talking about the veterinarian.
Yes. The single, she's, yeah.
Okay. You're throwing me here. I'm like, what? Okay, who are you? Okay, so here's the story. So it's, my daughter is single. She's a doctor.
Yeah.
She meets a guy, but there's some cute little twists and turns. I just don't know what to say to give. I don't want to give it away. She meets this guy. There's some twists and turns. The mother is unique. The family, the friends, and everything that happens to get these two together. Adam Gregory is my friend. He plays the lead, the male lead. And we co-produced this. He's a wonderful little actor. He did Bold and the Beautiful, dear friend of mine. And he's just got a sweetness about him that I think just glows on camera. And, I mean, there's just so many great people in it, too. But to me, it's one of those things that I read the script. I got some of my friends who had kids. They laughed. My age laughed. Younger laughed. And so I thought, well, that's a nice thing when you can make something that everybody can enjoy, you know?
Right.
All ages.
Absolutely. And so she's the main character. She's, I guess, desperately single, at least according to her friends. And then she decides to try to change that. I don't want to tell too much, just like you said. And then things go terribly wrong for her.
Not knowing, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But, and like all good movies, there's a twist in the last 10 minutes and then another twist in the last 5. I think I got whiplash, too.
Right? It must be my CD. I love that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Music is also a big part of your life, obviously a big musical family. I can only imagine what Christmas was like for the Osmonds back in the day. Can you sum it up in one word?
It was chaos. But, you know, it's not Christmas unless you give back. And yeah. I just think this is like doing this film. It's one of those things that the chaos is there, the craziness, the family, it was giving back concerts, joy, lots of harmonies, lots of singing. One of the things I'm doing in my new Christmas show that I'm doing with full symphony orchestra, nothing sampled or MIDI'd or anything, it's like live. And one of the things that I love about it is we do a little unplugged segment where it talks about those kinds of harmonies. I would say Christmas is harmonies and music for me and my family.
Isn't it interesting? I think that as we get older, it's obviously less about the presents, it's less about the food, it's more about that time together. And then music obviously just has it's something that we all connect with. We've got an emotional connection from our childhood, and then as we get older, we appreciate it. I remember my mom and the Boney M tape. I was like, oh my, as a kid. And now you have an appreciation, right? All these years later, it's kind of like when I hear those songs, I think of my mom, you know?
What I believe, you can buy a present, but you know what, you don't remember what you got 5-10 years ago.
Yeah.
But you do remember experiences, and that's why I say sit around the TV to do this film. It creates an experience. Sit with your family and talk about it. Go out to a show. To me, the best gift you can give is the gift of your time and something that you can talk about for dinner. Remember when we went to the show, we went to dinner afterwards, da 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 da. Those are the things you remember. I love creating experiences, and at this stage of the game, really, it's not about, oh, I got to be out there. It's just, you know, let's do something if it's going to make a difference. This album that's coming out, Unexpected, 17 song album, Prague Symphony, full orchestrations, every song on there, there's a reason that I recorded it, from Puccini's Nessun Dorma to On My Own from Les Mis to P.E.A.J.U. to Lasha, which is from Handel, Flower Duet, I heard it from The Mission, and I do a duet with myself in opera. So it's not just opera, it's the Great American Songbook as well. Just really fun songs on there. That's all I want to do at this point in my life, is do things that can hopefully bring joy. And like you said, it's entertainment, music, things that create experiences.
The title is Unexpected. What's the story behind the name?
Well, Unexpected was written by, it's an Andrew Lloyd Webber song, and it's a beautiful love song. But as you listen to the words, and I'll be doing it in my concerts, it's really my thank you to all the people that have been my fans for 6 decades. And they're the reason I'm still here. It's sure not me, it's them. And when I first heard it, it kind of brought a tear to my eye. And I went, this is the song I want to sing to all of my fans. And it's weird because it kind of starts out with that little bit of a country, whatever, and it moves right into the very end, which is a kind of an opera note. And so it's a vocally challenging song. But I never could have done anything like this if it weren't for them being brilliant for me, you know? Truly.
Absolutely. We're almost out of time, but let's do some very quick Christmas hits, all right? What was your favorite Christmas movie as a kid?
It's a Wonderful Life.
Okay. How early do you put up the tree, and when does it come down?
Went up yesterday, and it'll be there when I come home. And I keep it up through January because I'm on the road, and so I don't get to enjoy it for the month of December.
Okay. A snowy, cold Christmas or a Las Vegas desert Christmas?
I like snow. And then afterwards, I like to go right back to the warm.
Eggnog or apple cider?
I like both.
And finally, Donny Osmond, naughty or nice?
Well, we know that one already, don't we?
You got me there. All right, so the album is called Unexpected. It is out December 10th on Friday, so check that out. And now let me recap all of your Lifetime programming. This will take a second here. Fiancé for Christmas is December 9th at 8. If you can't get enough of Marie Osmond in the movies, you can catch Road Home for Christmas Friday at 6, and then at 10 is the Christmas edition. And if you miss a Fiancé for Christmas, you can catch it again December 18th at 4 p.m. and December 22nd at... You know what, Marie, you need to stop working so much. I can't keep doing this.
You know what? I left Vegas because I was working 5 nights a week, and I have more free time now than I did then. And, like, not, you know, I mean, I'm doing a Christmas tour, but I'm not working all year doing that. I have a movie coming out, which gives me time to be able to do a film like that. You know, it's the time that I'm, and I can go to my grandkids' football games. And so life is beautiful right now. I feel such joy and appreciation, and, I know everything's kind of out at once, but you know what? I hope people have a great holiday season and that it brings a little Christmas joy to everyone.
Absolutely. The Queen of Christmas, Marie Osmond, thank you so much for joining us today.
You're so cute. Well, thank you so much. You are a joy to talk to. You're so fun.
Well, thank you, Marie. Well, hopefully we'll talk again soon.
And you know what, too? Let me just give one more shout out to Amanda Payton, who plays the lead role. This gal plays my daughter. Brilliant talent. She's wonderful in this film, isn't she, darling?
She is. Is she actually a cat lady in real life, though?
I don't know, but I know the writer was.
Oh, there you go. Oh, Marie, we could talk all day, but I know you have to go and we have to go as well. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Thanks very much.